We are the greatest nation in the world.
A breath of fresh air.
Common sense.
Very impressive.
He's articulate and he knows exactly what we need.
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
Solutions for a better America.
It is the Herman Cain Show, Shucky Ducky.
Shucky Ducky.
It is the Herman Cain Show, minus Herman Cain. But you got a little bit of the Herman Cain Show team. I'm Shane Backler, also known as Shaney B.
Yes.
Herman's executive producer in the studio today with...
Tim Andrews from the Von Hessler Doctrine.
And so today you get a special edition of the Herman Cain Show. We call it the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment.
Now don't forget we also have Ashley in here.
Ashley's here. Ashley's on the phones. Say hello, Ashley.
Hello, Ashley.
We might even do a GPS segment.
We might.
Guiding principles of success, and we'll just lead you down the road less traveled.
Now, you're going to have to do that because I don't have any good GPS for anybody except for keep your head above water.
There you go. Don't fly a kite near power lines.
That works. Don't take any wooden nickels.
You'll be good. You'll be good.
So
we're 6 days away from something really exciting here in Atlanta.
Yep. A big, big, big building is going to be big, 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 bigly imploded.
It's going to be a big, 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 big boom. We're talking about the Georgia Dome. The Georgia Dome going down.
Gone for good.
Gone for good. And it's kind of interesting how it's happening because there are so many other structures so close to the Georgia Dome, especially the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, about 83 feet.
That's it?
There's a spot where it's about 83 feet. That's the distance.
So how are they going to keep everything out of it? Like
very,
all the dust
very
and...
carefully.
Okay.
They have spent over 10,000 man hours putting up these big, giant, what look like curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Big black things draping down to protect the Mercedes-Benz Stadium from any flying debris from the implosion of the Georgia Dome.
Wow.
And it's amazing. They've spent all those hours building it for just a few seconds of an implosion. Think about that.
That's what everybody is talking about. And I had a lot of good times in the Dome. I'm sure you have as well. I've lived here for 21 years, and I think I've been to over 100 events at the Dome.
Oh, see, I haven't.
You've never been there?
I haven't.
Never, ever once?
No.
Wow.
And but I understand you have other buildings that'll be that are imploded, you know, they do away with the buildings. They want to put something new there. And a lot of them we don't really give two winks about.
The Records Building, for instance, right? The Atlanta Records Building was just imploded.
The Records Building. What was the other one? There was one that was imploded the day before that.
See, I don't know.
That was the Hammond Exchange Building in Dunwoody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they imploded that to build the new corporate center for State Farm.
Okay.
You can ask Pineapple Johnson out in the newsroom. She lives just less than a mile from that site.
Okay.
And they did that on a Saturday morning. So she got to wake up to
That sounds great.
That's especially if you don't watch the news or listen to the radio and not know that's what's going on.
So the Georgia Dome is being imploded to make room for a new structure, something in there. And also because they built Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is a lovely... I haven't been there yet. Now, have you guys been there?
I have not. Ashley has.
It's beautiful. It's going to look really strange not seeing the dome right next to Mercedes-Benz.
It's always been in the skyline when you're downtown. It's just huge. It's right there in the middle of everything.
See, that's the thing. Is it's part of the skyline.
Yeah, landscape of the city.
The landscape of the city, I should say.
Right.
And as opposed to the Hammond Exchange Building, the Georgia Archives, there was also the Executive Park Hotel. That was right off of I-85 at North Druid Hills.
Okay, I remember that.
That thing was abandoned for a long, long time. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta owns, I believe, that property, and they wanted to use that location for part of its campus over there. So that building went down. And for us, you know, for Atlantans, we just like to watch things, you know, go boom.
I like to watch things go boom and then collapse.
It's great, you know, and it's fun. But we don't really have any kind of attachment to those buildings. But the Georgia Dome, we do. We've got memories there.
I have a lot, and I feel attachment to it. You know, whenever a city goes, okay, we need to build a brand new stadium, and then the old one goes away. I never saw a problem with the Georgia Dome, as far as I'm concerned. It's huge. A lot of room in there. I always was comfortable in there.
We had Olympics there. We had two Super Bowls there.
It does have a lot of memories. It wasn't the prettiest building, but it's hard to keep up with the Joneses these days when you spend how many bukus of millions on new stadiums. But my memory of the Georgia Dome, and I know y'all are probably going to get to this, but a fifth grade field trip, right as it was almost at the end of the construction. So on fifth grade, we toured the Georgia Dome and got to actually walk on what would be, you know, the 50-yard line. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, everyone that lives here probably has a story to go with the Georgia Dome.
The first time I saw the Georgia Dome was in a 1996 movie called Fled with Lawrence Fishburne and Stephen Baldwin. I hadn't even moved to Atlanta yet, and I saw the structure because it's at the end. They're running around it. They're two escaped prisoners. Not a very good movie, but definitely Atlanta-centered.
And see, that was before all the movies started here in Atlanta. I remember that.
I'm kind of surprised that there isn't a film crew trying to capture all kinds of...
I think there probably will be.
...shots of it. Well, you know, they have to... By the way, this is important to know, here in Atlanta, there is no public viewing area for this. They need to have the area cleared out of spectators, of traffic. So the only crew out there with cameras that, you know, up close and personal is WSB TV Channel 2.
I like that.
So and it's kind of cool what they're doing. They're going to have, you know, of course, all the angles, they've got the lenses to get good and close. Mm. I believe they're going to use throwaway cameras inside Phillips Arena.
So you can see...
Not Phillips Arena, Georgia Dome.
So you can see what's happening from inside.
From inside until those cameras go.
I can't wait
kaboom.
To watch that.
So, like you said, though, having cameras, maybe some of Hollywood actually needs to be filming some of that, because what unique shots of a true demolition or implosion that could later be used in a movie, and you could kind of just say it's whatever you needed it
probably
to
sell that.
When I lived in Orlando, they imploded the old City Hall building downtown, and Lethal Weapon, they had a film crew out there, and what's his name, Bruce Willis,
yeah,
jumping out.
Wait a minute, no, Lethal Weapon, Bruce Willis.
No, what am I thinking?
No, you're thinking of either...
Was it Lethal Weapon?
Oh.
Mel Gibson.
Yes, Mel Gibson.
No, it's Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Jumping out, and that was the old City Hall.
Oh, wow.
But so you kind of think an opportunity like this, you want to get all the shots. But so you are encouraged to, steer clear, watch it on Channel 2.
But I won't get a selfie of myself as it's imploding.
Well, do it next to your TV.
No, I won't be there live.
You'll be at your TV live.
All right.
You can watch it on Channel 2 Action News. Now, they're going to have special coverage beginning at 7 a.m. The implosion will happen at 7:30 a.m. this coming Monday. So you can watch it on Channel 2 Action News, WSBTV.com, the WSB Facebook page, as well as WSBRadio.com.
Yeah, we'll be carrying it, right?
Yeah, the AJC. We're going to carry it, the audio version, where we're going to sit around microphones and go,
wow. That was loud.
Did you see that? Well, no, you didn't. No, but we will have a special edition of Atlanta's Morning News. The Von Hessler Doctrine will be broadcasting somewhere near there. I hope not too close.
I hope it's in a hotel, so we're just overlooking it and not getting the dust.
What y'all need to do, if you really want to do a public service to the folks of Atlanta, y'all need to set up shop in Vine City and get there well before 7:30 and warn all those poor people, like, hey, this is about to happen. If you ain't awake at 7:30, you will be after that.
That's a great point. You know, they have the drape around the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. What do they have for Vine City to make sure they don't get all that dust and debris?
I don't know. It's so close. I don't know.
It's going to be a mess down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to spray everywhere. But
wait, if you're driving on the downtown connector, I wonder if you'll hear it, or if it's big enough to feel like a little minor earthquake. I don't know.
And I'm not taking MARTA because those stations are going to be shut down. Vine City and the Dome, right?
They are going to suspend rail service at the Five Point station.
Okay.
They will be using shuttle buses to connect passengers to Five Points. The normal red gold weekday rail service that runs east of Five Points, that will be running.
Okay.
But the east and west part there kind of goes under the dome, doesn't it?
Hmm. Good day to call in sick if you have to take MARTA to go to work.
It's going to be crazy because you're going to have all kinds of traffic implications with the road closures downtown. You know, Ashley, that's going to have a ripple effect on everything here.
Yeah, and it's a Monday morning, which is difficult enough already.
We're already got the Mondays.
Right. So the best bet is stay home, turn on WSB, radio or television, enjoy it that way. You know what you should do? Turn the TV on. so you can watch it, and then turn WSB radio on, sync it up, and then you have the best of both worlds.
That's what folks do with Georgia games. They put it on TV, but then they used to use Larry Munson on the radio to play over.
Oh, boy, look at that.
Sporting
I'm sad. It's going to be blown up, and I didn't live to make it.
Oh, yeah,
to say it.
In spirit, I love Larry.
Oh, now we're sad.
No, don't be sad.
But, you know, you might be sad, too. You know, you've had your memories at the Georgia Dome. We want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite memories, concerts you've been to, sporting events, anything?
Well, here I have one.
What's yours?
In the fall of 2000, Metallica was supposed to play the Georgia Dome with Limp Bizkit and Kid Rock. It was a big, huge show. Well, James Hetfield, the lead singer, was on one of those jet skis on Lake Lanier, and he hurt his back. So he missed the show, but it was still an amazing show because Kid Rock and the guy from Limp Bizkit and James Hetfield from Metallica at the time, they all came out and sang the Metallica songs. It was amazing, and it's a great memory to have, and that was from the fall of 2000. Also saw the Atlanta Hawks play there when they were building. The Omni was gone, and they were building Phillips Arena. They had all the games there, and I got to see them take on the Indiana Pacers when Reggie Miller still played, which was pretty cool.
What a good memory.
Yeah.
Do you remember it was the Pacers because of Reggie Miller?
Exactly. And plus,
okay,
the company I worked for had courtside seats, so that was also not bad.
Wow.
Well, there you go. So give us a call. Let us know what your memories are and what you think. Are you going to miss the Dome? You going to miss it? Or are you kind of excited about Mercedes-Benz Stadium and out with the old and in with the new?
And more parking.
And more parking.
Definitely
but
more
the
parking.
The number to call, by the way, is 877-310-2100. We're using Herman Cain's phone number because... I'm not even going to explain.
No,
Von Hessler people are hogging up the WSB
That's
studio
right,
for
the
studio. Podcast. So we're in Herman's studio. It's 877-310-2100. We'd love to hear from you and your memories of the Georgia Dome. And we were talking, too, about the land, where it sits. And did you know that they're going to recycle most of the material of the old dome?
Recycle it for what?
They're going to basically crush it and pack it down into the ground. And the ground is actually going to be so many feet higher than it is now.
That's pretty interesting. They're not hauling it off to a landfill someplace.
No,
I like
that. Thank goodness.
They are. So very interesting. But we'll talk about it some more. We'll talk about the coverage, and we're going to update you on the road closures and all that good stuff. It's happening Monday, 7:30 a.m., the Georgia Dome implosion. And we're just kind of jumping ahead of it.
I can't wait.
We're so excited because something's going to go boom.
I like loud noises.
So in for Herman Cain, it's Tim Andrews and me, Shaney B. You're getting a special edition of the Herman Cain Show, the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment.
This hour of Herman Cain is sponsored by
Ragsdale Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electrical.
Herman Cain, solutions for a better America. There's more to come on WSB.
It is 11:25. The Herman Cain Show, but it's a special edition today. It's the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment with Tim Andrews from the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Write that down, Shaney B.
And I'm Shaney B. You know me from Herman Cain Show.
That's right.
You know Tim from the Von Hessler Doctrine. We're talking about the big event that's happening Monday, this Monday, the 20th, the implosion of the Georgia Dome. Big excitement. No public viewing. No public viewing area, so you'll have to catch it on WSB TV.
If you work at a building downtown, I guess you could probably see it.
A particular area of it, everybody's got to be out.
Yeah.
But, you know, one place a view from high above, the Sundial, the restaurant atop the Westin Peachtree Plaza, is opening early to hold a Georgia Dome implosion party. All three levels, 71 through 73, will be open for viewing. It's $50 a person, and reservations must be made in advance. Something else you could do is rent a room at the Westin Peachtree that faces the dome and have yourself a private party.
But then you got to wake up.
That would be my luck. I'd oversleep and miss it.
Yeah, I overslept this morning, so I would probably oversleep then as well.
We're also taking your phone calls, your memories of the Georgia Dome, your favorite sporting events, concerts, whatever memories you have. And we're taking those calls at 877-310-2100. And we'll go to Ted in Snellville. Hi, Ted. You're on with Tim and Shaney B.
Hey, fellas. I guess my memory of the Georgia Dome, it didn't end up too well, but I'm a retired high school football coach from Gwinnett County, and I coached my last high school football game in the Dome in the state championship in 2014.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a heck of a memory to carry with you the rest of your life.
That had to have been a big day for all you guys.
Yeah.
It was. It was a fun way to go out. We were a pretty new school, and we were fortunate to have some good kids and great coaches, and made it to the final game, but we lost to Colquitt County 28-24. So.
Oh. Hey, man, but at least you made it.
You made it to the big dance.
Yeah, made it to the big dance, played where the Stars play. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it was a great experience for the coaches, the kids, and the fans, and it was a great way to go out. So,
all right.
Good memories of the Dome.
Well, what a great story. Thanks for sharing that with us, Ted.
Thanks.
All right. Not 404. We're using Herman's
number. Yes, 877-310-2100.
That is the number to call. We're going to take a break for news, weather, and traffic, and more of your phone calls. We're talking about the Georgia Dome. I guess we should call this the pre-implosion party.
It is the pre-implosion party right here on WSB.
Seven 36, 24 minutes ahead of 12 noon. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Herman Cain taking the day off today, but you have the Tim and Shaney B Experiment. I'm Shane Backler of the Herman Cain Show.
I'm Tim Andrews from the Von Hessler Doctrine.
And we are here till 12 noon, taking your phone calls. We're talking about the Georgia Dome. 6 days and counting until the big boom downtown, where they're going to take the Georgia Dome down, and it'll be just a memory.
I'm kind of excited and saddened at the same time. I've never been to a building implosion, and I'm going to be there Monday morning with the Von Hessler Doctrine live on WSB AM. But also, it's such an icon for when I first moved to Atlanta. You know, it was one of the places I really wanted to go see. So I saw concerts there, I saw games there. Used to go see the Falcons there when they were terrible all the time back in the day. And, you know, so I'm kind of mixed emotions.
And you probably do, too. This is one building implosion where you have some memories tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to hear those. So the number to call is 877-310-2100, 877-310-2100. Just a reminder, because I don't know how well the word is getting out, but there's no public viewing area for this event Monday morning. It's going to happen Monday morning at 7:30. And they are asking people, just stay away from the area. It's dangerous. It's going to be a mess.
You can watch it on TV.
But Channel 2, WSB TV, has the exclusive video feeds of everything. So you'll want to watch it on Channel 2. You just follow the AJC. You can follow WSB Radio, WSB TV on social. Everybody's going to have the feeds. You can watch it. Also, on Tuesday, now I think this is cool. I want one of these. The AJC is going to do a special printed edition commemorating the Dome and all the memories there. So that'll be next Tuesday.
Well, I'm going to want to pick that up.
That'll be cool, especially if you've had a lot of memories there.
Real quick, I want to ride around with Mark McKay on Monday morning. He'll have the best view, won't he, from the helicopter? Smiling Mark?
That would be really interesting. He is flying that morning for traffic, and that's interesting what air traffic control is going to allow them to do and how close they can get. But, I mean, with the camera that we have on board the helicopter, the zoom is very good. So, I mean, he could be over the Grady Hospital curve or the connector and probably get a pretty good view. That's a good point.
There is a distance they have to keep away. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, there's a...
Well, I don't know. I would have spotters telling me the traffic for the south side. I'd just be planted above there. Watch it.
877-310-2100. Let's talk to Una. Hey, Una, you are on the Tim and Shaney B Experiment.
Well, actually, it's Una.
Oh, Una. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I have some great memories of the Dome. In the 90s, we went to several Ultimate Oldies concerts there and saw Three Dog Night, the Beach Boys, Peter Noon, Little Richard, and a whole bunch more that I can't recall at the time.
That's
fantastic. We did the tailgating, you know, thing before the concert and all that. It's just a lot of great memories there.
Now, a lot of that was before I came to Atlanta, but you're talking about the old Fox 97 concert series, right?
Yeah, the Randy and Spiff shows that they used to do there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how fun.
I went to a couple of those. They were a blast. It was always packed. All those old songs, you know, every single song. It was great.
So about 5 hours long.
Yep.
You going to be sad to see it go, or is it time?
Yeah, I think I'd be sad to see it go.
Yeah. Well, hey.
But I'll be watching Monday morning. I'm off. I'm a school bus driver, so we're off next week.
Oh, there you go. Well, hey, thanks for sharing your memories with us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 877-310-2100. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, you're on WSB with Tim and Shaney B.
Hey, guys, how are you? Yeah, I had the pleasure of going with my little brother Mike to the first scheduled event, the U2 Zoo TV tour.
Oh, wow.
And that was just a blast. And then, the you know, various events here and there, including my beloved Steelers taking on and beating the Falcons a few years ago.
Boo.
And then here recently, my son, he loves monster trucks, and seeing the last scheduled event, the Monster Jam there. So it's kind of like a full circle. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool. You've got the complete experience of the Georgia Dome.
Now, speaking of the monster,
I wish I would have saved the tickets to you too. You know, but oh well.
Well, do you think they're going to continue to do the Monster Jam at Mercedes-Benz?
I don't know. My son was asking about that, about going this year, and I looked on their website, and at some time they had a February schedule or date scheduled, but now I don't see anything. I don't know if Arthur Blank's going to allow that in his new building or not.
Boy, that's a fun event. If you've never been, Shaney B, yeah, you need to go to the Monster Truck Show. And then a couple weeks later, they have the motocross, which is also exciting.
Yeah, but they're not going to want to scruff up their nice, shiny new floors.
No.
Well, hey, thanks a lot, Tom, and we appreciate
your
call. And, of course, we appreciate you listening. 877-310-2100. Let's talk to Jennifer and Marietta. Hi, Jennifer. Hi. You're on with Tim and Shaney B. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Great.
Well, my fondest memory is when we beat the Panthers to ruin their undefeated season, I believe 2015. It was one of the funnest events I've ever been to, for sure.
That had to bring down the house.
Oh, it was, and I just happened to get our seats in the Panthers section, which made me a little nervous, but halfway through the game when we were sacking Cam pretty much every other play, it was priceless to see grown men just melt in regards to their emotions and watch their season go down the drain.
I like that their final year in the league, they made it to the Super Bowl. Their final year, not in the league, but playing at the Dome, the Falcons make it to the Super Bowl. It would have been
exactly
better if they had won.
I was also at that Saints game for the last game of the Dome, just in general, and that was an amazing, fun game also.
Now, have you been to Mercedes-Benz to see a game?
I was, actually. We went to the first preseason game. I haven't made it to an actual regular season game, but the preseason game was a lot of fun, and it is an amazing stadium. It's just gorgeous.
In your estimate, what are the differences? What are some of the shocking differences or the striking differences between the Georgia Dome and Mercedes-Benz as a fan experience?
Well, just the size in general and just the technology that they've put throughout that building in regards to the screens and the, you know, just everything in general, honestly. The whole view vantage point and anywhere you sit, you pretty much have a good spot. Hmm. It's a little high.
Yeah.
We sat way up top. It was a little high, but like I said, you still had an amazing view of the field. So
cool. I haven't been to yet, so I think I'm going to go next
weekend. Oh, you got to go. You have to go.
Well, great.
It's a must see, for sure.
Jennifer, we appreciate your call and hearing your story about that 2015 Falcons game out there.
That's, yeah, I never miss a chance to watch Cam falter, for sure.
Terrific. Hey, thanks a lot for your call. We appreciate it at 877-310-2100. Donna in Atlanta, you're on the Herman Cain Show with Tim and Shaney B. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, especially now that you called. What's your memory there of the Georgia Dome?
1996 Atlanta Olympics. I was the medal coordinator for the gymnastics event and the handball event. And during the handball event, they split the dome in half, and the basketball team played on one side, and the handball event was on the other side. And because I was behind the scenes and I coordinated the medals and had to make sure that they were secure, I got to see, you know, celebrities up close in the belly of the dome. And
oh, how awesome.
One exciting moment was Shaquille O'Neal was walking through the corridors, and this little boy was like, Mom, look, it's Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaquille had his big shoes hanging around his neck, tied around his neck. And, of course, they're not like size 12s or 13s. They're like 23s.
Yeah, yeah.
And the little boy was so excited, and Shaquille got down on his knees, and he said, he talked to the little kid, and he signed his one tennis shoe and handed it to him, and the shoe was as big as that little boy. But I got to see all these different little, you know, like Dennis Rodman and his entourage, and, you know, just...
Was he wearing a boa?
The events of the Olympics. It was really nice.
Oh, that's great. So how do you think you're going to feel on Monday watching the demolition?
You know what? I don't have an attachment to it.
Yeah.
Just your memories, that's all.
Yeah, just have a memory of it, and, you know, but I don't have an attachment to that building.
Well, good. That's an awesome story. I love the Shaquille O'Neal story.
Yeah. And having met Shaquille O'Neal, he's very tall.
That is a big dude.
Very big.
Yes.
I mean, like, you can't miss him.
Oh, no. No, you can't. Hey, thanks so much, Donna. We appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
877-310-2100. Did you see that Shaquille O'Neal, like, spent like $1 million on his daughter's Sweet 16?
No, I didn't see that.
That had to have been one heck of a party. It is Tim and Shaney B filling in on the Herman Cain Show. We're here till noon talking about Monday's upcoming Georgia Dome implosion.
Are we so far away from it now that we've forgotten about the Olympics? Because that was when I moved here that summer, 1996, and the Dome was a huge part of it. Like you were saying, they split it in half. You had basketball on one side and gymnastics and other things on the other side. Carrie Strug won her gold medal there, landing on one foot. The magnificent 7 basketball team, they were dominant that year. And then, you know, we were reminded for years, but now it's just so far in the past. Olympic glory.
Yes, it has lived a good life.
It has.
And some great memories.
I still collect all the pins.
Oh, do you?
I remember that. That was so huge, putting all the pins on your hats.
Do you remember the mascot?
It was Izzy, and then it was What's It?
Izzy and What's It. I don't know. I don't remember.
They had to change the name to be politically correct. It was one or the other. I thought both were good. A little like a blue jelly bean looking guy.
So... give us your memories here. We got time for your phone call at 877-310-2100. And, of course, on Monday morning, you can hear a special edition of Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade. Channel 2 Action News will begin their special coverage, at 7 a.m. And then the implosion happens at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Von Hessler Doctrine's going to be out there.
We are. We're going to be doing our show down there after the implosion.
So you'd be sitting there in a big cloud of dust, like using your hands. Are you there? Are you there? I don't see you.
But I can't see.
But you can listen, and of course, the AJC will have a special printed edition of the Georgia Dome on Tuesday morning. So all kinds of great coverage, and Channel 2 Action News is the place to watch it because there's no public viewing area. 877-310-2100. Andy, you've got a memory at the Georgia Dome, don't you, Andy?
I do, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure when you guys are able to fill in. I've got one that's maybe a little different. Back during the American Idol heyday, I was convinced by all of my friends that I should drive from Asheville, North Carolina to Atlanta and audition for American Idol. They were having it at the Georgia Dome. And they actually allowed us to sleep in the exit tunnels and the breezeways, because that's where the audition was being held. They had tables set out onto the field, and they lined us up like cattle. And, you know, that's where we auditioned for the American Idol. So I actually can say that I've camped out in the Georgia Dome.
I remember that. I remember being on the news, and there were thousands and thousands of people there all hoping for that American Idol stardom.
Since you're not talking to the next American Idol, you can only see or can only figure out how that ended.
Yeah, what song did you sing?
That, but what did you
Mustang do? Sally by Wicket Pickett.
Ooh. Want to bust a little out?
I was so nervous and so wound up that I was so loud down at the field that it just kind of threw everybody off. And actually had one of the guys run up to me after I was passed over and, you know, kind of say, you know, hey, nice job, but you were this close and didn't quite make it. So, you know, it was definitely an experience. Let's just say the crowd that was there was something I'll never forget.
I bet. Well, hey, thanks for sharing the memory. Sorry you didn't win American Idol, but you can be the official American Idol of the Tim and Shaney B experiment. How about that?
Oh my gosh,
what an honor, gentlemen.
It is an honor.
I will cherish that to the end of my day.
Next time we do the show, I want you to sing that whole song during the show.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Andy. 877-310-2100. It is Tim Andrews and Shaney B filling in for Herman Cain today. Herman Cain is going to be back on Thursday.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we're going to have Monica Matthews hosting Faith, Life, and Politics.
Awesome.
So she'll be here tomorrow. So you're getting a little bit of everything and everybody while Herman Cain's out gallivanting. As Mark Kay would say, getting his tattoos removed. We'll be back with more, and we'll wrap it up here on the Tim and Shaney B Experiment on the Herman Cain Show.
Credible, experienced, engaging. Herman Cain, daily solution for a better America.
It is the Herman Cain Show, but today you get a special edition of the Herman Cain Show. Tim and Shaney B Experiment. I'm Shaney B of the Herman Cain Show.
I'm Tim Andrews of the Von Hessler Doctrine.
And we are here for a few more minutes. We've been talking about the Georgia Dome and the big event Monday, November 20th. 7:30 a.m., the Georgia Dome comes down in a big boom.
They're going to blow it up.
You know, when it was opened in 1992, it was the largest domed stadium in the world?
I did not know that.
Yes. And over its history, some of the most memorable moments in sports history, including three NCAA men's Final Fours, 2 decades of SEC championships, 2 Super Bowls, 2 NBA seasons, and an Olympics. And a lot of memories that you've had watching games, going to concerts, and having a good time.
I saw Jamal Anderson break his leg there. That was the first game after their first Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Against the,
That's a painful memory.
It was terrible.
Hey, if you want to follow us, Tim and I have a Facebook page.
Yeah, you can check us out at facebook.com/TSB Experiment. And we will get back to doing some live shows soon.
Yeah, we usually do live shows on YouTube, but we haven't for a little while.
No, we'll get back
but,
to it.
But they will be making a comeback.
Yes.
877-310-2100. We have about a minute left in the show, but I want to squeeze in Eric. Hi, Eric. You're on the Tim and Shaney B Experiment.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say, Tim, congratulations on your recent nuptials. You know what? No one ever gets to talk to you on your other show. So figured I'd tell you here.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I spent a decade, me and my son, when he was 4 years old, we first started going to Monster Jam at the Georgia Dome. And we did 10 years in a row, a whole decade. And last year, he'll be 14 this year. And we are going to Monster Jam at the new Mercedes-Benz. I think it's going to be in February. But and then I also used to work part-time for the company that does event staff at the Georgia Dome. So I know the Dome pretty well. And you know, it's been part of my life, and I'll miss it a little bit.
Well, we appreciate your call and your memories and for letting Tim know that Monster Jam will be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Good, so I won't miss it.
All right, we got to make room for the expanded new news. Then it's Rush and Hannity and Erickson, Aram, everybody back to normal. Thanks for listening. Herman will be back on Thursday.